comfort and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. Now, probably all of us in this room have already taken that step in our lives. And if not, you can do that even as I'm speaking, that you just welcome Christ and you profess that you do believe in him. But most of us, if not all of us, have already done that. And we professed our belief and our desire to follow Jesus Christ. But what happens after we do that? Where do we go from there? Do we just rest in that assurance that, well, you know, we've given our hearts to Jesus, you know, we're going to make it to heaven? Or are there more things that are coming to our minds of what we should do? So what's next after salvation? What's next after we've accepted Christ into our lives? And that's what I want to talk to you about today from this just this little passage of Scripture, because I think this little passage of Scripture explains very well what comes after we've accepted Christ into our lives. And so that's where we want to go here this morning, just taking a small passage of Scripture and just taking a look there. So first of all, after accepting Christ, we should continue to follow him. Continual action is needed. That's what it tells us, Colossians 2:6. And now, just as you've accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. And what's next after salvation, after deciding to follow Christ, one needs to continue down this journey of following Christ. In fact, the Bible says it's a must. You must do this. You must continue on that journey once you've decided to follow Christ. You don't just decide one day and forget about it. You continue on that journey to follow Christ. So following Christ is a continuous journey. You keep on going towards a course or action. You choose to stay. You choose to abide. You choose to remain in Christ. So following Christ needs to be an habitual thing in our lives where we can't survive without him. And that's what it needs to be in our relationship with God, that we come to that place and point that we realize, you know what, I can't survive without him. And it becomes an habitual habit in our lives that we would then follow and continue to walk with God. And you know, whether we realize it or not, it really is important that we pursue that we do follow God. And it should be a lifelong commitment, a continuous journey from where you started. If you're still at the same place where you've opened up your heart to Christ and you haven't done anything else, my friend, there's a continuous journey that you need to go on. And that needs to be a choice that we all need to make, a choice to continue to follow Christ. Now, in following someone, that means to accept the authority of. It means to give allegiance to. It means to obey, to conform, to comply. So in being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, we need to decide to give our allegiance to Jesus Christ, that we are accepting his authority in our lives, that we're choosing to obey him and conform our lives to him every day. And it really is a serious matter that we need to take seriously in our Christianity every day, because Jesus really makes it clear, even to his own disciples, where he tells us in Matthew 16:24, Jesus says, if any of you wants to be my follower, if any one of you wants to be my disciple, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me. So in becoming a Christian, your focus now becomes about following Christ, submitting our desires to God and putting him first in our lives. I like how the Apostle Paul said in regards to what our purpose is in life. It's found in 1 Thessalonians 2:4. He says, our purpose is to please God, not people. And I know that, you know, we all kind of like to do things that we want to do, and we all like, you know, we all have our likes and our dislikes. But really, God is saying, when you become a follower, your purpose then becomes pleasing God. Looking for those things, doing those things that would please God, that would show that we have an allegiance to him. And we really do need to be seeking that in our own lives, his direction for our lives, and seeking those things that will please God. Not to be focused upon ourselves or even people, but be focused on him. So now that we've accepted Christ, we need to continue to follow him in everything that we do. So that's your first step. After coming to faith in Christ, you're to continue in that journey. Secondly, and now that we've accepted Christ in our lives, it's time to establish your roots. It's time to get rooted. It's time to get anchored. It's time to get permanently rooted. And that is that you're in it for the long haul. You're not in it for a short time. You're in it for the rest of your life. Colossians 2:7 says, let your roots grow down into him. So after receiving Christ in our lives, we're to work on getting ourselves rooted in our faith, like a plant or a tree. To survive, it needs to establish roots to survive. First of all, as an anchor itself, and then after it establishes those roots, that it then has to be able to absorb the nutrients and the moisture so that it can survive against all the elements of nature. And the same goes on for us. Once we've received Christ in our lives, we need to work at establishing some roots in our lives where we are anchored to stand the storms that will come our way and where we will receive the nutrients and the moisture to survive every day. So accepting Jesus is just the beginning. We got to establish some roots with a desire of permanence in our lives, that there's no turning back, there's no falling away, there's no giving up, there's no abandoning of the faith. Those things got to be put right out of our minds to say, no, those are not going to be options in my life. I'm going to be anchored to Christ. I'm going to make sure my roots are strong. I'm going to make sure I get the nutrients and the moisture that I need that I might be able to stand the storms of life. So one of the reasons it's interesting that Jesus talks about this, and he gives us a parable about the seeds and explains to us that when that gospel goes out, that people receive differently. And sometimes you will note in churches that you will see people, they will come to Christ, but they don't always stay serving Christ. And we see people that fall away. We see people that started in church and then they're not coming to church. And that is part of life. Jesus tells us that will happen. But it's important, again, that we have deep roots. And listen to what he says in that parable in Matthew 13, 20, 21. He says, the seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. See, friends, we need to realize that we're not going to make it very long in the Christian faith if we don't take time to establish roots. Again, work is required, and those roots need to go down deep, or the storms and pressures of life are going to overtake us, and we're going to fall away from God, and all will be lost. So what kind of things can you do to establish good roots? Well, prayer is one of those. You need to pray. We really do, friends. So important that we pray. We need to come together and pray corporately as well. Personal reading of the Word of God, very important. Just as we had that Gideon video telling us there's power in the Word of God. There's hundreds and thousands of testimonies out there of the power of the spoken Word of God, just simply as people are reading the Bible. We need to do that. We need to maybe join a Bible study. We need to join a home group or get involved in a church, fellowship with other believers. Those are just some of the basic things that help us to get rooted, help us to get strong in the faith, that we're constantly receiving nourishment, because there will be winds that will blow. There will be things that will come our way. And if our roots aren't down underneath that to get nourishment and strength when all around us is total chaos, then we're going to fall. And so the Bible says, get rooted. Get rooted. You need to work at establishing your roots. Thirdly, after accepting Christ in our lives, we need to build wisely. We need to take time to build, to construct, to strengthen ourselves in God. Again, verse 7, it says, let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. So the key to building ourselves up in the faith is to focus on him. Keep your eyes on Jesus. That is so important in our Christian walk. And you know, life isn't always easy just because you become a Christian. Life isn't always fair just because you become a Christian. Sometimes things happen to us that shouldn't happen to us. And if we're going to allow those things to crush our faith, then we'll soon fall. So we got to rise above those things. And the only way you can rise above is to keep your focus on Jesus. Because I'm going to tell you, friends, if you focus anywhere else, you will be disappointed. Don't focus on a man. Don't focus on a preacher. Don't focus on the gifts of the Spirit and the talents. Don't focus on conferences or even revivals or people. They can all help. But your focus needs to be on Christ. That's what holds you. That's what helps you to stay strong in those times. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ." So when you start out with faith in Jesus Christ, you don't throw him aside and then go on. That's the foundation. You start building upon that foundation. Listen to what it says in another parable that Jesus gave in Matthew 7:24-25. He says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock." And that's what Jesus is trying to get across to us. We need to build our faith on Jesus Christ. You need to stay close to him because those storms will come. They are not convenient when storms come. We don't like them when storms come. No one likes storms. But you know what? God says you're going to remain strong if you've built and your focus is on him. Your focus needs to be on Jesus. That's very important in our Christian faith because, unfortunately, people will disappoint you. Church people will disappoint you. Pastors will disappoint you. Decisions will disappoint you. Your relationship with Christ needs to be your focus. You need to keep your eyes on him because he's the only one that won't disappoint you. Do what you have to do to be focused on Christ. Fix your eyes on Jesus. The Bible says he is the author and he is the perfecter of our faith. So to do that, we need to be communing with God in prayer. You can't build without prayer. You need to really get into that area of prayer. You need to build on that. You need to build your prayer life. If all you can do is 5 minutes, that's great. You're starting. Keep working on it. Keep working on it. Keep praying. Keep setting aside that time. It'll grow. It'll grow as you grow. Don't be worried about the time limit. Worry about that you're actually doing it. And as you pray, it's going to grow. You got to keep practicing. You need to build on it. You need to be reading the Word of God. That Word of God is so important. It is so strong. Build on it. Work on it. You know, if you're sometimes if you're finding it hard to read in certain translations, then pick up a translation that's good for you or that's easier for you to read. The important thing is that you read it. And so I encourage you, get in those. So that helps to build up your faith. So treasure that relationship with God. Build upon it. It's what you need after accepting Christ. Then fourthly, and what to do after you accepted Christ, you need to pursue true faith. You need to pursue truth. Let your roots grow down, verse 7, into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. After a person comes to Christ, you need to pursue true faith. That true faith is a knowledge that you recognize that you needed to come to Jesus Christ for salvation. And so when you do that and you recognize that Jesus Christ is that way of salvation, then you need to continue to pursue that revelation of truth in your life. That truth is the verified, indisputable fact. And we recognize that Jesus Christ, he is real, he's true, and his words are true. John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." We know that's true. When we come to that place and we accept Christ, we're obviously recognizing that that's a fact, that that is the truth, that Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. There is no other way but through Jesus Christ. And so as we recognize that, we need to continue in that revelation of truth that has been brought into our lives. And as we do so, confidence will grow, trust will grow, authority will grow, stamina will grow, power of God in our lives will grow. But, you know, again, Christianity takes work. You can't take breaks from God. You can't do it. You just can't put them on the shelf and say, okay, I'll get back to God in a little while. No, you got to keep it every day. You can't take those breaks. Your faith can only grow strong as you continue to pursue truth. How do we do that? Again, Word of God, so important. The very power of the Word of God. Powerful ministry of Gideon's. The Word of God. So very, very important. We need that. Keep pursuing God's Word. Keep pursuing the teachings of truth that we have received. Keep pursuing your faith in Christ that you have received. It's rather interesting that truth is one of those things that is referred to as part of our Christian armor. Armor that will protect us from the evil one and from his evil forces, from those principalities and powers that are at work among us to discourage us, to destroy us. One of the things that's going to help us in that time is recognize truth. Ephesians 6, 13 to 14. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. So after we receive Christ, we need to pursue true faith. Faith is going to help us to resist the enemy, help us to stand, and it's needed, and it's something we all need to do in our journey of faith in Jesus Christ. And then lastly, out of this small passage of Scripture, it says that after accepting Christ in our lives, we need to continue to overflow with thankfulness. Thankfulness is gratitude, appreciation, thanksgiving. Those need to be things that need to be spoken in our lives. We need to be doing a better job of that into our lives and among ourselves as fellow believers to speak words of gratitude, speak words of appreciation, speak words of thanksgiving. Again, verse 7. As it comes down to that, let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth as you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. This thankfulness is to be something in our lives that is so prevalent in our lives that it begins to spill over in our lives. In other words, Bible says, let it be an overflow of our lives. Every Christian should be filled to overcapacity with thanksgiving that it just oozes out of us, that we can't help it from coming out of us. That's what the Bible says, that in our Christian walk, we need to pursue that, that we might overflow with thanksgiving. I found it interesting when I was reading one of the Bible commentaries, the Expositor's Bible commentary, it made an interesting comment on this verse, and it said, if we don't have a deep sense of thankfulness, you become vulnerable to doubt and spiritual delusion. Never thought of it that way before. So if you don't have a deep sense of thankfulness, you can become vulnerable to doubt and spiritual delusion. So that's telling us thankfulness is something that is very important for us to pursue. And it's interesting that Paul, in his letters in the Bible, he speaks about this more than 26 times in his letters, and he kind of summarizes it really well in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So thankfulness is the will of God for our lives. And as we continue to follow Christ, we need to continue to make sure thankfulness rules in our hearts. It's just another quality that needs to be ever present in our lives. It's just another quality that we need to continue in, that we'd be thankful, that we'd be filled with gratitude and appreciation. And the Bible says, continue in it. And so this morning, These are really just some basics after accepting Christ in our lives. And these are areas that the Bible encourages us. We need to work on those continuously in our lives. They're not to stop. Continue to follow Christ. As you've received Christ, continue to follow Him. Do not go to that place where you think, you know what, maybe I won't do this. You know, maybe I need a break from all of this. No, you don't do that. You make a choice. Just as you made a choice to receive Christ, you make a choice to follow Christ. Get those roots established. You need to get them way down there. You really got to get a good anchor, because if you don't get a good anchor, then the enemy will come along and you'll be blown all over the place. I was thinking of that this morning, and a good illustration of that would be back to those days when I used to go fishing lobsters with my dad. That when you would put out that lobster trap, you had to put weights in there so that the weights could hold the trap down and it would actually sink. But you needed to go a little bit further than that, because if you just put enough weight for the trap to sink, when the winds would come, it would actually pick up that trap and would actually throw it on the shore. And that's how powerful waves can be, that they can actually go down 60 feet, stir up the bottom, pick those things up, and just spit them out. And that's what can happen. So you have to give it extra weight so that you know it will handle the storm when the storm comes. So that when you go back out maybe that next day, that you know that trap's still going to be in the same place because it's anchored. It's got good roots there. You've got it established. Build wisely. We're in a construction mode. We're not perfect people, but we need to keep building ourselves and working towards that. Pursue that true faith. We need to pursue truth, and we receive that truth that began with the revelation of Jesus Christ. Continue in that. Continue to focus on Him. And let us be thankful. Let us be filled with gratitude and appreciation. Just keep a forward momentum. So your Christian life is supposed to be something that is a forward momentum, that you keep going on. You keep growing. You keep getting closer to God. And friend, after many, many years of serving Christ, it only gets better. It only gets better. I want to keep seeking Him because I know He always has more. There's more to be had. There are greater things ahead. There's a closeness that God is desiring with each one of us. And He wants to see that continue. We need to continue in the faith as we were taught. Those verses again. Just now as you've accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him. Let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. I recognize that there's many things that have been coming against the people of God. I realize that, man, there's a lot of hard stuff that's been happening in our churches across Canada. And as we look at some of the economy things that has taken place, and every church in this area has been hit, including ours, and we're doing good, thanks to you, and we do appreciate your response during this time. But you need to realize there are some churches, like I heard of a church down in Calgary this week, 13 staff are laid off because of some of those financial crises. What's going to hold you in those times? Exactly those words we just talked about. Judy and I, we were talking this week or this weekend, and Judy was mentioning a thing to me, and what we would like to do, we would like to pray even more. We're going to have prayer tonight at 6:30 to 7:30. Again, we welcome people who want to come. There's just going to be music playing, and we just kind of pray for that hour. You're welcome to come and join us at 6:30, but we'd also like to come to your home. And if there's some of you here today that you would like to sponsor or avail your home, whether you're a young person, whether you're a senior, and I'm not talking about every week, I'm just talking about even just if it's once, and if we can just come and we'll start praying. So from the Bellis area, the Elk Point area, and the Malaig area, and wherever you might live, on the reserves or wherever, that you would open up your house, and we will come, and we'll just join together and pray. We believe that great things can happen as we pray. We still believe God is wanting to do some very great things in this place. I know I came in here last night and I was praying and I was looking over my message and I opened those doors. And as I opened those doors just to come in to pray, I just began to sing out in song, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." And I was just like, wow, that just kind of came out of me, that old hymn. And I was kind of a bit shocked. And I turned around because it was almost like expect a procession, that the angels were already here and that Jesus was going to be coming right in here, and that it was going to be a procession of the coming of the Lord. And man, I really felt that so strongly, and it just lasted kind of like as I sang that song, and then it was over. I didn't see anything, but I'm telling you, that's what I felt. And I really believe that God is wanting to do far greater, that there's something in the atmosphere that is going to be changed. There's going to be a change in our atmospheres, and that something very big is on its way, but we got to seek him. We got to get rooted. We got to get strengthened and build upon those things. We really got to get serious, because God is wanting to do greater things. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are going to happen in this city, in this community, in our communities that are surrounding this area. God has greater things. Just going to ask your musicians to come back to the instruments as they just close us with a song. If you're here today and you're in need of prayer, we do have a prayer team that would love to pray with you. I know we have a meeting that's going to be going on here. And as I say, it's probably only going to be like an hour. And you get to eat while you're doing that, so you save yourself some money today. You don't have to go out and eat. So if you're part of anything to do with children or youth or ushers, that's a meeting just for you. And it's kind of a requirement by law and by our insurance company that we do that once a year. So that's just something we have to do by requirement, that we might have insurance in the church to protect us. And so that's one of the things we have to do. So that's why we do it. And if you can stay, that would be greatly appreciated. Let's continue. It's a continuous journey. Don't give up. Don't give up. Get rooted. Get established. Storms will come. But if your roots go down deep, it won't matter. Because even though the wind blows, it's not going to blow yours because you're rooted. Even if it gets dry and you get thirsty and you go through a drought, if your roots are down there, you're going to get the moisture that you need even in your drought. And sometimes we do go through droughts where we just feel like, God, where are you? What's happening? What's going on? But if your roots are deep, you're going to pull through. You're going to make it. Because the nourishment is coming from him, not from your surroundings or what's happening to you. That's your God. That's your God. I encourage you to continue. Continue. Make it a continuous journey. Bless you. Thank you for coming to church today. Let us stand together as we close after they sing that song. If you have to go, you are dismissed at that point. If you want prayer, just feel free to come up. Bless you, and thank you for being here today.